Adaptation for Kimberly-Jensen, KimberlyJenkins. Date of service is 2/21/2026. Date of birth 6/1/1972. Date of accident 10/23/2025. Patient is here for a procedure. It is called interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, number 2, epidurogram, number 3, right sacroiliac joint intra-articular injection, number 4, right sacroiliac joint arthrogram. The patient is here for the procedure, signed a consent. All the risk and rewards were explained and understood between the patient and myself. The patient was provided the injection for the lumbar epidural steroid injection successfully with epidurogram and also the right sacroiliac joint intra-articular with arthrogram successfully. The medical indications are based on the complaints, physical history, physical finding, as well as the MRI. For the lumbar epidural steroid injection, the patient has a consistent pain since the time of accident with shooting pain to both legs, front and back, in L3, 4, 5, and S1, S2 dermatome fashion. The physical findings are positive with multiple spasms in the cervical and lumbar region, quadratus lumborum, trapezius muscle spasm, paravertebral muscle spasm. The pains are extremely severe with no relief with the conservative treatment physical therapy. The patient has an MRI positive, which is disc herniation at L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1 with bilateral facet joint arthropathy with the involvement of L5 nerve roots and L3 nerve roots. The said injection of epidural times 4 to 6 will bring healing and improvement in the symptoms and avoid surgery and decrease the need for pain medications. Patient walked out successfully with stable vital signs and no complications were reported. Thank you. Next procedure was SI joint injection. That was advised based on the history of complaints where the lower back pain was across to both the SI joint. They were found tender. Right side was more worse than the left. The patient was first provided an injection to the right side as the symptoms are more worse. Positive paper test, positive Gonsalin test, positive standing flexion test was noticed. The injection was carried out successfully under fluoroscopy, and the arthrogram was obtained to make certain. 5 cc of dexamethasone and Marcan 0.5% was injected into the SI joint. The patient did report relief of symptoms. Thank you.